It is the 23rd of July. My name is Rohan Mukherjee. I'm with Mr. R.C. Jain, the Deputy Commissioner Kamrup for Guwahati, and also the former Managing Director of the Assam Strait Transport Corporation. Mr. Jain, could I ask you to just provide a brief professional introduction of yourself and a short account of your involvement with the reform efforts in Assam?
I am R.C. Jain, Ramesh Chand Jain. I was born and brought up in Assam only. And I joined the Assam Civil Service in 1983. I served in various capacities. And in the year 2000, I have joined as Managing Director of Assam State Transport Corporation. While I have joined as Assam State Transport Corporation, it was almost a closed organization because at that time, the employees have not got their salaries for about 14 months. And there was an arrear of about 200 crores of liabilities has been gathered to the Assam State Transport Corporation. It was almost in the closure stage. The employees were in a very agitated mood. There was about 5,400 employees at that time. And the monthly requirement of salary at that time was around 2 crores. There was no fleet of his own at hardly 70 to 80 vehicles of the Assam State Transport Corporation were in the running condition. And the earning is almost nil from that vehicles also. Government of Assam has tried in the several ways to revive it, but somehow it could not be materialized. And in the year 2000, I have joined as Managing Director. I first studied the entire aspect why the state transport has gone in such ruin, because it has a tremendous assets. The Assam State Transport has the fixed assets, the buildings and land in all the small, medium, large towns of the Assam State, and their locations are very superb. These are a heart of the city, town or economical hub. In spite of that, and the basic need of the transportation is a common need of the every people, even though it has failed. So I have studied why it has failed. First, I have seen that the main reason was that the no work attitude of the people, and they although it is a corporation, they deem it is a government department, and they have the employees have a belief that whatever be the fate, at any point of time, government will give us the 100% salary. So that was the one of the reason. Second reason was that there was a huge accumulated liability, 200 crores of liability. Third was the important factor that there was 5,400 employees, and it is not needed. And the most important part was that nobody was bothering what is happening in the system. Then I have joined and I talked to the people of the ASTC. Initially, they were very resistant to do anything new. They wanted that they must get their salary, and they always started shouting. Whenever I reach office, they start shouting, go back, MD, give us the money. Then one day I have decided that this should not be go further. Let us try our level best. So when one day I have just reached my office, I just take the chair. About 100 employees came to my chamber and they garrowed me. Then I asked to whom you have garrowed, whether you have garrowed R.C. Jain or the Managing Director of State Transport. No, we have garrowed the Managing Director of State Transport. Then I went to them, and I am also garrowing the Assam Managing Director. Whether is there any solution on that? Then study slowly and gradually, I have taken them into confidence, and they have also come into confidence that something new should have been done. I have told them that you have done your agitation from 1988 to 20 years of your agitation, but the government has not paid anything. Do you think the government will pay? Then the first we have moved to the government that we have to reduce the number of the employees first, because the 2 crores earning in a month is not possible. And I asked the government to give me some money to I can repair my vehicles, not for purchase of vehicles. Then the government has assured me that they will give me the fund about 3.5 crore for repairing of vehicles. And the government of Assam and government of India has agreed that they will give some money for VRS of the people.
So VRS is?
Voluntary retirement scheme of the employees. But the government of India has made an observation that you have to pay the voluntary retirement, only you can pay, while paying this voluntary retirement, only you can pay the liability to the employees. They are dues only. You cannot give them additional money. Because in case of voluntary retirement, there is a levy, additional money is provided. But in that case, it was not provided to us. Then also employees has got agitated, no, we want some extra money or something like that. And they went to the High Court. They want extra money. The High Court has also disposed the petition within a very short period. We have placed before the High Court that this is the situation. Government of India has made this observation. Then the Honorable High Court in a division bench said, let us, the employees who want to go in this package, they can go. So there should be a fresh advertisement from your end. And if anybody wants to take this advantage, then you can give. Then I have issued the fresh advertisement. Then the best part of it, that when I have advertisement, the part was advertised, each and every employee has given the option to go on VRS, because everybody has said that this corporation will not do anything. That was a biggest advantage to me, that everybody has applied for that. Second, the government of Assam has also, sanctioned 4 crores of rupees for repairing of vehicles. Since my employees were not working properly and they are not very much acquainted with this the problem, the huge problem, because I wanted to repair 200 vehicles at a time. Then I contacted the Tata Motors. So the Tata Motors has agreed that, okay, we will provide you all assistance. Then they have sent their own good mechanics. Along with their mechanics, our mechanics has worked. They provided us the good best quality of spare parts, and thereby within 60 days we could repair about 200 vehicles. 60 day time, either about 200 vehicles has been repaired, even the VRS has started, and all the people has given option, then there was an option behind me to choose the worst one. So I have chosen the worst employees, those who are mostly on agitation basis, always on agitation. I have chosen all this, and 1800 employees has been sent through the voluntary retirement scheme. Then remain 3600 workers. We started our own after my joining, about 90 days after that, we started plying our own vehicles. Then we have started one new scheme that is not in anywhere in the country. Private public partnership in case of vehicles. We have offered our stations to we have offered that to the private operators, that we have good locations, stations. You can use our stations, give your vehicles to ply to us. The entire management of the vehicles will be done by the ASTC regarding the timing, etc., regarding the schedule of departures, and you can use our stations. And we will provide you all assistance on the issue of tickets, etc. And we taken the 10% of their gross income as our commission, and 90% is there. This was started in, 2009, in the month of September 2000. Initially, there was a little bit of resistance. But in spite of that, we get some vehicles, those who have come to us, and we earn 9 lakhs rupees in that month from the 10% of it. Then my employees realize that this is a good money. because without any investment, without any problem, we are earning so much of money. My employees also started that they will also give me help. Gradually, the vehicles under this Pavilion Partnership have increased every month, every day. And when I have left, there was 1,600 vehicles comes to us for flying in this vehicle. And the monthly average income from that vehicles was 120 lakhs per month from that vehicles without any expenditure. In that vehicle, so we also given them, because I have a huge number of extra employees. So I have given an option to all the private bus owners. Because you, since they are recruiting the drivers, I said them, you don't recruit your drivers. If you recruit your drivers, you have to pay 4,000, 5,000 per month. I will provide my driver, you pay me 3,000. Because that is my additional income. I have to pay him 5,000, 6,000, whatever the salary. But if you recruit him, then I get 3,000 reimbursement from him. Similarly, I have offered them to provide conductors. That I have lot of conductors, you take the conductors along with you. And you give me 2,000 only. Thereby, you have earned also. Whatever stationery they required, the vehicle owner's ticket, etc., whatever stationery, we printed in a bulk, make a rate to them, and through this also we have earned a lot of money by supplying of stationery, etc., to the private owner vehicles. This process was going on in one case, and in our case, in our own vehicles, we have introduced two types of system. One, I have seen from my study that in the Assam State Transport Corporation, a vehicle kills a vehicle system was going on. A vehicle kills a vehicle means, suppose a vehicle has comes to the garage with a minor defect. Suppose one dynamo is not working. Then dynamo was not in the workshop. Second vehicle has come. That is another problem. So what they did, from the second vehicle, the dynamo has been brought out and put in the first vehicle, the first vehicle goes away. The second vehicle gets two deficiencies now. One dynamo is not there already, his gear is not perhaps not working. Then third vehicle has come. It has some minor problem that again this vehicle, from this vehicle, one of the parts fitted to that. Gradually what happened, that the good vehicles has been killed by the bad vehicles. That was the scenario in the SS. Then I have made one system. No, every vehicle is a profit center. It is a business hub. Each one vehicle, no parts of each other vehicle can be replaced. And every vehicle has a owner. I put every station superintendent a owner of a vehicle. He is a deemed of a owner of a vehicle. It now his responsibility that he will repair the vehicle, he will run the vehicle, and in the month he has to give us some extra money. That it is a profit center. You have to earn profit from that vehicle only. That was one system. Then I have also started zero-based inventory system. Earlier what happens when money is there, the ASCC has to purchase lot of materials, spare parts. In the long run, 50 to 60% of the materials are being used and 50% are waste because that are not being used, not required. Then I made a zero-based inventory. Since we are our workshop are located in the good locations of the very good locations. Suppose in Guwahati, they are located in Silchar, they are located. So I told them ki we have the dealers there. They are our inventory makers. Why should we purchase? We have keep the stock to us. One vehicle comes, whatever be the basic requirement of the vehicle, purchase only that parts from the vehicle dealers, and they let the vehicle go. In that process, I have to pay 2%, 3%, 5% extra, but nevertheless, in the long run, huge money has been saved on that part, because no wastage of any part, zero waste inventory. Then third thing we have done, that we have contacted the tire manufacturers, battery manufacturers, and the Indian Oil Corporation. We have fixed a rate of purchase of tires, purchase of lubricants and diesel, 20% less than what the in the market availability in the IOC. In case of Tires also, it is in the DGS MD date contract. In case of battery also, it is in DGS MD date contract. And we started selling these products to the my private vehicle owners, those who are running under us. There, from that kitty also, you have earned a huge chunk of money. And these three processes have started working, and ultimately the ASCC become a profit hub center. It was profit, it has earned profit. It was not in loss, no government subsidy, only the 4 crores initial, and the Government of India and Government of Assam provided us 67 crores for the VRS. This 70 crores was initial investment by the Government of Assam. Rather than there is no investment. We have started repayment of our liabilities also. The employees or GPF, CPF contribution, etc. was not paid from last 1983. We have started that repayment. The employees, those who have retired from 1988, has not got anything. We have started repayment of them. And gradually it become a good viable organization.
Sir, and how long did this period take you?
It takes around 2.5 years.
And was that the length of your tenure as managing director?
I was there for about 5 years. I was there for about 5 years. Okay. 5 years, 2 months.
And when you left, how big was the deficit of the ASTC at that point?
At that time, the liability has been reduced to about 70 crores. 130 crores liability has been wiped off, and about I have left around a case kitty at that time about 18 crores.
So was reforming transportation or reforming the ASTC a major priority for the government at the time?
Yeah, the total health was from there. Then there was in the transport minister called Mr. Anjan Datta. His total priority was that he has taken a task that ASTC will be revived at any cost, and he has taken all the pains what the politically required to be taken in case of revival of ASTC.
Stop.
Because he was the key factor in entire things, because in this process lot of political decision has to be taken. One that minister has stopped giving any permit to any private vehicles unless it is run under ASTC. No new permits were given, otherwise it has to run. Then major routes of the state transport has been nationalized. And number three, that government of Assam, particularly at the behest of the transport minister, it has been decided that the vehicles which are running under ASTC, that will be fully managed by the ASTC. If they have violated any motor vehicle acts or rules, they can be prosecuted only by the MMD ASTC, not by any other authority. If the accident has taken place, then the first support will go from the ASTC. No vehicles running under ASTC can be made surveillance by the any police, by any MBI. It has to be 100% surveillance by the ASTC. Thereby, the vehicle owners has saved lot of money. Because in India, I don't know whether it is prevalent in other states or not, but in India it is a general practice of all our policemen and the motor vehicle inspectors to take some extra advantage from the vehicle owners. So that has been completely stopped, fully stopped. And the vehicle owners also, we have given them a tremendous service. Suppose a vehicle got accident, naturally what happens, if a private vehicle like accident, the owner has to rush to the spot and he has to take all this care. In that, vehicles which are running under ASTC, the vehicle owner says no problem. It has the accident has take place, my nearest station superintendent has come, he has rescued all the people, he has taken all cares, whatever the MBI certificate is required, what is required, what the police report is required, he is procuring and he is handing over to the owner at his home.
So, and you mentioned that since 1983 or the early 1980s, there were a lot of problems in the ASTC of this kind. What made you think that that moment in 2000 was the right time to start turning things around?
No, that was the, actually the government has put me as a managing director. And I have seen that I have there, if I can't work, then there is no point of coming here. And the actually why the revival has become easier on that time, because my employees, the ASTC employees, were all frustrated. They have taken all types of means, but their means were not being materialized. And they are in a very frustration stage. So that the revival was very easy, because they have thought that ASTC to chala gaya, it has been all gone. It is a gun case, it cannot be revived and it will be a closed down organization. They have lost all hopes from the government also, because they have started their registration in 1988. From 88 to 2000 they have gone for registration for about 12 years and no results were coming. So they were all frustrated. Then this frustration has taken I have taken that advantage of that frustration.
So, and if you had not taken these steps, where do you think the future of the ASTC would have gone?
It had been closed down, because in Assam all the other corporation is already closed down.
So like which ones?
All major. There was a major corporation, State Fed. State Fed was a very major organization. It has establishment in all the small, not only small towns, medium towns, it is in villages also. And they have a lot of manufacturing units, like oil mill, like Vanaspati plant. They have a lot of warehouses, but they have closed down.
So, and was there a concern in designing these reforms that, or in even coming up with these reforms, that the public had...
Private sector.
But the public itself, the users of the buses, was there a concern that they had completely lost faith in the ASTC and it was time to do something about that? Were you worried about that aspect of it, that the...
No, my concern was, it has come gradually. I have started that there is no... My feeling was that in case of Assam State Transport Corporation, running of its own vehicle will not have any meaning. Because this has been tried, the ASTC was born in 100 years back. It was born in 100 years back. And it has tried all types of means of running his own vehicles. But history has said that they are not in a position to earn anything. The government has invested a lot of money in the ASTC, because prime locations land has been given to them. Construction of all the good bus stations was made by the government fund. Vehicles, well, in every year government was spending money on purchase of new vehicles. In spite of all these things, the ASTC was not in a position to pay their salary even. So that is, history says that running of its own vehicle has no meaning.
So in designing these reforms, were you able to draw on the experiences of any other states in India or any other countries that you...
Actually, in fact, this idea has come from Rajasthan State Transport Corporation. Rajasthan State Transport Corporation is separate type of system. Before that, they were vehicles under Rajasthan State Transport Corporation. They taken the vehicles on lease basis. They have taken the private owner's vehicle on lease basis and run by the Rajasthan State Transport Corporation. There was a system there. But I feel that system is not appropriate here. Because if I taken vehicle on lease basis, it is same thing as a purchase basis. If I cannot earn from them, how can I repay the lease money? So basic idea was from the Rajasthan State Transport Corporation, but I designed this everything that whatever I get, I must get in there without any hassle and a profit one. Because there is no way of any loss, because the vehicles is run by the owners. It is his responsibility to maintain the vehicle. It's his responsibility to earn. He has to pay 10% of his gross income to me only.
So often in reforming such public enterprises, it's very difficult to build support as the managing director But do you feel that you had the right amount of support to do these things?
Everything. Actually, when I have launched this scheme, I have visited each and every city, town of Assam. And I met all the vehicle owners. I explained them, if you come to us, you will get so much of advantage. The paying of money to us will be a peanut for you, 10%, because you saved a lot of money, number one. And politically, the entire support was there. It has to be done, it has to be done. And when gradually, in the first month, we get 9 lakhs, employees were also astonished. Without doing anything, if you can't like this. So the employees have started, working like anything. This is a plus point. Because the salary was in the ASTC, at that time also, was very meager in comparison to other state government employees. It was hardly 50%. Even though when the scheme started repayment, the employee started working at 4 o'clock in the morning, and that doesn't go 10 o'clock in the evening, 10 o'clock in the night even. They're just releasing everything. And it was a very new scheme, new things, new idea. But the employee, I never feel that my employees had felt embarrassed or they are not in a position to carry this. From day one, they have carried the program.
Sir, what would you say were the most important challenges that you faced in building support when talking to the private operators? Or
initially they were very captive. Initially they were thinking it is not proper for us. They will lose their business because we have paid certain conditions that the vehicle has to be painted in ASTC color. It is painted in ASTC color and it will be purely earmarked for people must feel that this is an ASTC vehicle, not your vehicle. Initially they were slightly skeptical, but later on too, it has happened like this. The vehicle owners keep in queue, take my vehicle. And I was not in a position to give them time schedules because we have made a system that will not allow any vehicle to run in a competition basis. There must be a 15 minutes gap from one vehicle to another vehicle, so that it is run on competition. So my time slots are very limited.
And so what was the reaction of the public, the people who were using these buses? Were they
overwhelming response. People are just astonished and they have given a tremendous support. I have seen that people has made in some places made a point that they will not ride in a vehicle which is not under ASTC. Because everybody has a pride for his own country, his own state. The passengers has taken a note that they will not ride in a vehicle which is not under ASTC.
And did you take any steps to promote this new image of ASTC?
Yeah, we have tried our and the government of West Bengal, government of Tripura, government of Madhya Pradesh, government of Bengaluru, Karnataka, all has come here. And the government of West Bengal has started, government of Tripura has started, government of Madhya Pradesh has also started. Somehow different, slightly different, but this has been taken. The Andhra Pradesh has also started. They have started the seat sharing system.
So, and did you take any steps to build up the capacity of your employees because they would have been not used to? You said there was a no work attitude.
Yes. The most of the important aspect, the lagging behind of my employees was the repair of vehicles. They are not in a position to. They were not so trained enough to repair the vehicles. In that case, we have taken help of Tata Motors for giving them training at Jamshedpur, giving them training at Lucknow, regular training at our workshop. Somehow it has increased the level that their standard has increased because initially the vehicles were repaired in the supervision of mechanics of the Tata Motors. Later on, after 6 months, that has been withdrawn. They have withdrawn their mechanics. Then entire things has been repaired by our own employees.
And the relationship with Tata Motors, was it contractual? Or
yes,
was
no, not contractual. That is spontaneous.
So they did it free of cost?
Free of cost.
How were you able to convince them to do that?
They have their social responsibility. They have done our too much Japanese studies also in our workshops. They made our workshop with a Japanese standard. Then they have provided us the vehicles which are now purchased by the Delhi Transport Corporation. Now some vehicles has been purchased by the Delhi Transport, about 1,000 vehicles, some low floor vehicles. And that was first introduced in Assam by the Tata Motors.
So, and in terms of management techniques, did you use any special incentive systems or
yes.
techniques to motivate
yes.
your employees?
Yes. Two, three systems we have introduced. One system that in case of this, I have mentioned about the Tata Motors low floor vehicle, that was my pride things here, because no low floor vehicle, that is why beautifully decorated vehicles. So there we have provided drivers with the full uniform types of things, and we have given them the, you have to issue tickets to everybody. And I have given them 10% commission of daily earned. Suppose they have earned 5,000 from that vehicle, 500 straight away to the conductors and the drivers, 10%. That was a new idea, that to feel themselves to earn more. And one basic, I have introduced one system, but that has not worked properly. There is a tendency of the conductors to not to issue tickets and siphon off some money. Then I call all the family members of the conductors, and I have explained the family members ki the conductors, those who are taking advantage of this without issuing tickets, they are getting 50% from the passengers. They are not getting 100%. A person when board without ticket, he will not give the actual fare, he will give the 50% fare. I told them, I made a system, ki if a vehicle has a capacity to earn 8,000, you have to earn 6,000 for me. And if you earn more than 6,000, 80% and above if you can earn, then 50% is yours and 50% for the STs.
And did that work?
Or? It has not worked so much.
So why do you think it didn't work?
This is because of tendency of the people for getting the siphoned money. They get it good relish when the money, siphoned money, they got it. When there is a money hard earned, they always feel it has no meaning.
So, and in the other incentive system you mentioned, where the drivers get 10% in the low floor buses, has that been?
Yes, that has worked very good. That is what very good, because I just inquire now, because after my left they have discontinued the system. In my system, in that time, we have earned 7,000, up to 7,000 per day from a city bus running. And now I have heard that the running from that city bus has come down to 3,000, 4,000,
2,000. That raises the point of sustainability. That do you think that the reforms that you undertook there have been sustained, or are
yesterday when you have come, I have just taken the total sustainability effort. But I have seen that in case of private owners' vehicles, I have left in the year 2006-7. That organization I have left 2006-7. The earning was 14 crores 42 lakhs in that year. Now it has been gradually decreasing down. Now in the 7-8 they have earned 13 crores. In 8-9 they have earned 12 crore 24 lakhs. Gradually it is slightly declining in the sense. But in case of our own vehicles, the earning has slightly in the increase level. The earning is the slightly increased level, because when I left, the earning was 66 crores. Now they have raised up to 73 crores.
So looking at the future of the ASTC, then do you feel positive
still,
about
it? Still, I feel that the system is still working properly. Still working.
And did you take any steps at that time to make sure that in the future, did you try to institutionalize?
Yeah, I created an institution because I have told you that I have created a system that there is no dependence on a post of managing director. Entire things are decentralized. Every vehicle has a owner. So that is completely decentralized. Private owners' vehicles, the vehicles running has our system that everyday collection. It is not a monthly basis to pay them. It is a system of everyday paying. Suppose the vehicle is earned today 2,000 rupees. He has to pay 200 today itself. So every day when the everyday payment is there and it is taken by the lower staff at the grassroots level, so that system is continuing. Their dependency on the managing debt is not there. That's why the earning is not affected so far badly.
So then what aspects of your own background and your own management style do you think had an impact and helped you succeed where other people were not as successful?
That is not the case actually, but I have benefited a lot. In my personal capacity, I have benefited a lot because I have been popular in entire state. Everybody knows me now. And whenever I stand at anywhere, everybody just remind ASTC. Because my name is always linked with the ASTC. So I am personally very much benefited.
So, and in terms of, do you think it was important to have a vision, to articulate a vision for the future of ASTC, where you wanted to see it go? Did you try and communicate that to your team members?
Yeah. I have communicated a lot of time that ASTC is such an organization. It can develop, sky is no limit. Because of prime locations of their own buildings and the one of the greatest advantage. But it has to be changed every year. A same system cannot work every year because the world is changing. Everything is changing. So it has to be changed. But I have seen that in the last 3 years of time, they have not changed anything. They are simply continuing what is done.
All right, sir. Is there anything else you would like to add to that?
Thank you very much.
Thank you.